Welcome to the Kanakuk Podcast. We hope you'll be encouraged to have an I'm Third approach as you navigate family, leadership, and spiritual growth. If you're new to our conversation, welcome. It's so great to have you. Let's jump in. Hello, welcome to the Kanakuk Podcast. We're so glad you're joining us today. My name is Rachel Sparks. I'm here with my incredible co-host, Joe White, and we have a great show ahead for you today. Joe, tell us a little bit about what we're going to get to talk about today.
Rachel, today, every listener is going to be clinging to your listening device. We're going to be talking to anyone who ever deals with fear, anyone that ever deals with worry, and we're going to be talking about the peace of God that surpasses all comprehension. You know, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 5 through 7, there is a command, and there is a promise that until you have lived in that promise, you don't really get it. But everybody probably listening knows when it says, be anxious for nothing. For nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And here's the promise, Rachel, the peace of God that surpasses all comprehension will guard your emotions. They'll guard your fears. They'll guard your worries. They'll guard your worry and shame. They'll guard your mind. The peace of God will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Today, we're going to be talking to a dear friend who knows what the peace of God is. And she's going to let us all in to this precious little world that she's living in right now that's encapsulated by a peace that for me, and I'm sure will be for you, surpasses all comprehension. Her name is Stacy Elliott. And Stacy was, before marriage, known as Stacy Allen. And she was a Kickapoo princess. She was a camp girl, along with her three younger sisters. And she's got her own little family now. And the ones that we're so excited about are 11-year-old twins that are camp kids. And I've talked to them the other day, and they just love camp. But Stacy, for the last 5 years, has been dealing with a very aggressive cancer. And Stacy told me just the other day that in a matter of just a few short weeks that she'll be home with Jesus. And when I talk to her, I just, you know, tears just come rolling down my face because she's just so bright and so cheerful and lovely. Stacy, we want to hear your story today. You've been dealing with cancer for 5 years, and now you're seeing a new beginning, a new adventure with Jesus.
I am for sure. And it has been a hard road, but it has been filled with God's goodness. And I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer in June of 2020. And so I have lived past my expiration date and just recently the cancer spread to my brain. And so I'm going to be on hospice soon. And it has been quite the trial, but God has been with me every step of the way. And he has met me in my hardest moments and been my strength and been my rock. And I've had just a beautiful just reconnection with the Lord, and especially during this time and going into hospice and preparing to die, is I'm covered with peace. And it's because I know where I'm going. And I know that I get to hug my master, my King Jesus, and meet him. And that brings me so much comfort and so much joy. And my heart, of course, is with my husband and my two kids. And so it's hard to say goodbye, but there truly is a peace that passes understanding that doesn't make sense. And we feel the prayers of the people around us. There's times that I feel that I'm strengthened and I know someone's praying for me right that moment. And so much of what I know about God and walking with Jesus, I learned at Kanakuk. And Kanakuk, I started going when I was 9 years old. And I was a month-long camper for 9 years. I was a Kickapoo princess, and then I was a counselor for 2 years there. And I cannot tell you how that shaped my heart, how it was so impactful to be around these cool college students, that it could be cool to be a Christian, that it wasn't a damper. It wasn't, you know, rules just thrown around your neck. It was learning to love the Lord and walk with Him. And that's the first time I sung praise music. It was the first time that I learned to walk daily with the Lord. And especially when I started at K2, I was able to do a devotional and learned how to have a daily encounter with God that started my day with prayer and supplication and reading scripture, and all that was modeled for me. And it just laid a foundation in my life that that's irreplaceable. And it changed my family. So much of my sister's going, like, we owe our salvation to what we experienced at camp. And just seeing people live out their faith was so encouraging. And so I'm just so grateful for the foundation that Kanakuk has. And I'm overjoyed that my kids have gotten to experience that too. One of my prayers before I died was to see both of my children come to know the Lord. And they did. They both accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And we had a baptism, a believer's baptism for them. And so God has just been working in their little hearts and just has sustained them as well and given them little hearts of faith that are growing and learning and walking with the Lord. And there's no greater joy than to know my children are walking with the Lord. And we owe so much of that to what's been modeled from them for Kanakuk, and it's truly changed our lives.
Stacy, I could sit and listen to you speak for a long time. There is just a peace that comes from your voice. I think it's amazing to hear the courage also that's in your voice, and you have spoken a little bit about your Savior, and obviously your Savior that you are walking so intimately with. And there's a hope and a courage in your voice. If someone sits with you right now and they ask how you're going through such hard times, how are you clinging to a God? And how do you believe that He's still good and He's still loving in the midst of biggest trial that anybody could ever imagine? How do you explain that peace, and how do you explain that He's a good God that we walk with?
Well, I'm quite the evangelist when it comes to interacting with nurses and doctors and other patients as well, because all throughout this 5-year journey, I've been picked, I've been prodded at, I've been put in a lonely room to get a CT scan. I had this incredible vision when I was getting a CT scan, and they closed the door and all the staff left. And I remember crying out to God and saying, I feel so alone. And I heard an almost an audible voice say, "We are with you." And at that point, I saw just a heavenly host of angels all in the room with me. And I picture holding hands with Jesus when I'm getting chemo. I picture him just laying his hand on me and comforting me. And it has been so sweet to be able to just walk so intimately with the Lord and to be able to hear from him. And it is true that he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And I one of my main mission through all this is to let people know God is still good. He is still good. Even in the hardest of circumstances, he is good and he is closer than a brother and he is closer than anything. And I'm just so grateful for the ways that he's protected my heart. And I'm grateful for the other patients that he's brought into my life. And even when I'm drugged up and on pain medication, still my thoughts are with God. And it's been the sweetest, most intimate time with the Lord. And I've just been also just carried by the prayers of the saints. And I'm so blessed to have a wonderful church and wonderful friends and wonderful family. And that's where the strength and the courage has come from, because I can't, I do not, it's not from me. I'm a broken vessel with a riddled body with cancer. And but yet, like, God's promise of just heaven, and I'll have a new body where I can run, I can dance, I can do cartwheels, I can run into Jesus' arms because I don't need to worry about the cancer in my bones. And it's just been the sweetest thing to walk with Jesus through this. And I don't know how anyone could get through the last 5 years without having a faith in Jesus, because he has provided all the strength, all the peace, and just all the comfort.
And so, Stacy, in talking to your kids, it's just apparent as they dance around your house, they're so energetic and they're so adorable. But it's just so apparent that even though they just flat out adore their mom, and they realize that, within days, a couple of weeks or so, that their mom will be in heaven with Jesus in a different place in their minds. And so how have you deliberately let your children find, know, and understand the peace that you're walking with?
Well, we told them about a month ago that I was gonna stop fighting the cancer because none of the treatments are working. And so we sat down as a family and had a family meeting, and I'd let them know I'm not going to fight the cancer anymore, and I'm going to die. And it was a hard conversation with them. My daughter was concerned about being outnumbered by her brother and my husband. And she was like, "You can't leave me here with just, boys. I need girls." And I'm so thankful that they have my sisters and other women in their lives that can pour into them. And then Walter's response was just so faith-filled. He said, "Mom, you just get to see heaven before we do, and we're going to join you in no time." And he asked about, he said, "Can you tell me more about the funeral?" And so I told him, it's normally a week or two after the person passes, and he said, "Can I speak at your funeral?" And it was just such a mark of maturity, and I was so proud of him. And so they are sharing with me that I'm not going to be in pain anymore, and I'm not going to be suffering. Of course, we've seen behavior, escalate as their little hearts are grieving. But overall, my message is God is still good, and we say our prayers every night together. I tuck them in every night before bed, and lately, tuck-ins have been more like 30 minutes because we just have had the sweetest conversations about their days and what's going on in their little hearts, and they don't have, as far as I can tell, they're not angry with God. They're just angry that they're losing their mom. But overall, God was with us in that conversation, and it was, they're still kids, and so we had the conversation in about 10 minutes, and then they were like, "Can we go play with our friends?" Like, we're like, the neighborhood boys are knocking on the door, and like, "Can we go play?" And so they're very much still 11-year-olds in fifth grade, but we've been just really trying to make sure that they are having enough friend time, that they're going to church, and that we do some devotionals as a family as well, because my job doesn't, it's still going. I'm still a mom, and I'm still a wife, and I want to fulfill that role as long as I can. Of course, at some point I'll be bedbound, but right now I'm not, and can spend quality time with them and just check in on their little hearts, and they are delightful. I mean, I just love spending one-on-one time with my kids, and I'm actually pulling them out of school next week. I have one day with Walter, and we're gonna go see a movie and hang out all day, and then Darby and I are gonna go get massages because she's always been begging for one, and so next Friday we're gonna go and get her a real massage. And there's just a lot of love that's being passed around right now, and I'm so comforted that they have their relationship with Christ and can pray about things and articulate what's going on in their little hearts, because I just treasure each of their little thoughts. So we've had a lot of just open book, conversations, and Walter especially wants me to tell him what I think heaven is like. And so that's been fun to dream with him, and just to cultivate more of that excitement. And they are, they're doing well overall.
Okay, Rach, go for it.
Okay. Stacy, I think we could see you now.
Yes.
Hello, it's
Thank
good to see your face.
you. You too.
Thanks, Stacy.
Okay. Well, I'll pick back up.
I'm sorry my answers are so long-winded.
No,
Don't,
you're good. Perfect.
it's beautiful. Do
Perfect.
not apologize.
Okay.
I love it. Honestly, it's such an encouragement to hear. Thank you so much for sharing your heart.
You're welcome.
Well, Stacy, I was thinking when you were talking about your kids that we all technically know that we are dying, that we're moving towards that. But so often I know I'm guilty of not living with that kind of intention. And it's beautiful to hear how you're being so intentional as a wife and as a mom Tell me about how you realized that and how you chose to live your days differently once you realized I don't have much time left.
Well, I have just wanted to leave the kids with mementos from me. And so I've written letters to them, one upon my death, one that is for high school graduation, another for wedding day, and another for fa first baby. And so, because I want them to have my words and my encouragement. And then I had t-shirt quilts made for each of them that all had included a Canuck shirt. And of course, Baylor, where I went to undergrad, and then Boston College, where I went to grad school on it. And then a lot of college shirts that I had so that they can wrap themselves in my love and be surrounded by that. I have a friend that's making out of the Canuck t-shirts stuffies for the kids too, and so that they have that to hold on to. And then I've made a photo book of each year of their lives. And just I wanted them to have something to look back on and just to have that connection to me. And so the projects have been really life-giving. And it's been not everyone gets to say goodbye. You know, some people die in a car wreck and they don't get to say goodbye, but I've been able to plan my funeral. I've been able to give gifts away that I wanted to give, just different pieces of jewelry or things from my closet to my closest friends. And it's been a good exercise. It's just been sweet to like go through these memories and just celebrate, you know, our family of four. And that's just been really important to me, and is just leaving that legacy for them. And but the greatest legacy I can leave them is Christ, and the peace that he gives. And we have some books that are helping us, like Heaven from Randy Alcorn. And we've been looking at that together, and it's mainly our tuck-ins that we are connecting at the heart level, and they're sharing their hearts and what's going on with them. And I've always been tried to be an intentional person. But when your days are numbered, it definitely puts a different twist on everything. And you just want to, I just want to spend as much time as I can with my kids. And just, and I told them, even with out-of-town babysitters, I'm like, you, your dad, and your, you know, Walter, Darby, and John, my husband. You three are the most important people in my lives. And you are, do you take precedent over anyone that's visiting? Like, you're allowed to interrupt. You're allowed to come and join us in conversation. Like, I want you to meet these special people that have been impactful in my life. And so it does feel like the clock is ticking, you know, in different ways. But I've also had some still just quiet, just peaceful, like snuggles with both my kids, and have been able to they're both very helpful too. They help me get around the house. They make sure I'm not going to trip on something because I'm unsteady on my feet right now. And they're little caretakers, and it's not normal for an 11-year-old to be a caretaker to a mom, but they have like they open my car door and they make sure I get into the car safely, or They make sure I go down the garage steps safely, and so it's been teamwork, just a lot of teamwork. It's not just me that's walking this road. It's my husband too. I can't get in our master bedroom right now without into the bed without my husband lifting my legs up. And so it's been humbling to lose function and to lose mobility, but I'm just so lucky to have just a faithful, loyal servant, like caretaking husband that has protected me in so many ways from myself and just scary thoughts as well. And because there is a little bit of fear with this, and I don't want to just gloss over that that it is nerve-wracking to die and to think about the spirit leaving the body. And but I feel that God has given me, like he's released me to have all these experiences, and I'm just so grateful for every moment that I have with them right now. It just is under the magnifying lens, and we're just doing the best we can to cultivate connection with the kids and make sure that their little hearts are tended to.
And so we know as Christians that that everything bad comes out of fear, and everything good comes from faith. And we know as believers, and some of us who've been through maybe a few more challenging experiences than others, we know that faith is eradicator of fear. My story is so simple compared to Stacy's. I had surgery number 34 and 35 a couple of days ago, and they were, someone else would say they were difficult surgeries. I just say they were just routine. And when I went to sleep, as I do in every surgery, whether amputating or whatever they're doing, when they are about to put me under, I just put my head in Jesus' lap. And I just feel complete peace before I go out. And knowing I may wake up and, there may be, different effects, the flame shooting through the body. But I just have complete peace. Stacy, I just thank you so much for letting us in on that peace today. As you make peace with God, as you make peace with your children, as you make peace with your husband, and today you've made peace with our listening audience. And so we bless you and we thank you for taking us on this precious, dear journey that none of us will ever, ever forget. And when I spread your ashes on Lake Taneycomo, oh, you told me Lake
No,
Tawarok
Tamarack.
because Taneycomo, and I'll have your husband, and we will celebrate knowing that we'll all be together again. We're here, we're here, we'll all be together again, an old camp song. Very
Yes.
soon. And so, Stacy, we love you, we love you, we love you, and we'll see you soon in the arms of Jesus.
That's
And so,
right.
Father God, we give you the praise and glory for Stacy's story. And that's peace that passes all comprehension, is written all over every word that she says, and all over her beautiful face, and all over the memories. We praise you for the peace, God, that she has, and all of us who live in faith can have today. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, we pray, amen.
Please subscribe to our podcast today to stay up to date with the latest episodes. If this podcast has helped you in any way, please consider rating us, writing a review, or sharing it with others so we can continue to build you up with an I'm Third approach to family, leadership, and spiritual growth. For more information about the podcast, visit CanacookPodcast.com. And for more information about Canacook, you can visit Canacook.com.